Blog Talk Radio.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a seldom sleepless night is what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, all your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. All the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come?
Everybody, to Journey into the Light. We are live. I am your host, Michael Long, and I'm glad you're here on a Wednesday afternoon, December 14th, or evening, depending on where you're at listening across this beautiful world, as we're piped in to Scotland right now with Joan Francis, psychic medium, who joins us each Wednesday at this time. And she'll be taking your phone calls here on Journey into the Light. So start calling in now and get in line. How do you do that? Simply call into the show, and you do need to call in. And the number is 347-884-8245. And then you need to press the 1 on your phone to come into the line to be brought up when we go into the callers for free readings, okay? So there you go. You got the information and all of Joan Francis's contact information is listed right here on the show page. So she does do private readings all around the world very easily. We're past the day of, you know, we can't do business overseas because the phone call would be so expensive. Those days are gone, and I think most everybody knows that now with Skype and Facebook Messenger and just the Facebook calling. So all kinds of ways you can call people these days for free, so through the internet. So, yep, there you go. All righty. So, and if you would like to support Journey into the Light, please check out our GoFundMe, Journey into the Light account. Link is on the show page. As Journey into the Light's been on the air now 9 years, helping people daily with their lives and going through so much. And so that's a way you can help during this Christmas season. And so as you guys are calling in, already 10 on hold, we do appreciate all of you. And so let's go ahead and go out to Scotland here on a Wednesday evening. And let's welcome Joan Francis to the show. Welcome back.
Hello, and it's good to be here. Yes, raring to go. How are we? Are we good?
How are we? We're cold, but we're good.
Oh, well, come on. We're cold too. It's Scotland. Come on.
I know.
It's beautiful, bonny Scotland, but it's cold. Yeah. And it's great to be here. And again, thanks for everyone for phoning in before I even get to speak to anybody. But it's just good that, you know, people connect on here. And just as you said, long are the days gone by where we feel that we cannot attain information or connect with someone at the opposite end of the world, you know. So it's a fascinating world that we live in. It can be hectic sometimes, but fascinating.
It is.
Michael, I'm going to just take a moment because it just brings me to, I had this conversation actually this afternoon with a very dear friend, and I was busy actually saying about the advancement of, believe it or not, doing readings and workshops, and we were talking about, you know, how easy it is now to connect with everybody in the world. And I shared with her a vision that I had just about 6 months ago. And I was shown how I would do workshops in the future. And it was literally like something out of Star Wars, as I called it, and where you, instead of people looking at a screen, you know, and watching you on screen as we would do with, say, Skype, Facebook, you know, things like that, we were actually beamed into the center of their living room. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
And that is, yeah, that was how I was showing, because I was saying, you know, I was looking at my own pathway. I don't do it often, but when I'm at that point of, I know that the time for change is there, I always ask for that guidance. And, you know, I said, so do I do this online workshops, you see? And I asked that question, and I was told yes, but this is how you will do it. And then I was shown this amazing technology. And I was like, really? When will that be? And I was told very soon. So there is someone who has that technology already, and I believe that they are fine-tuning it. And it came from this tiny little box. It was just like a little box. And all of a sudden, there I was in the middle of this, shall I say, sitting room, you know. And it was a virtual. If you ever watch Star Wars, and I'm talking about going back to the first Star Wars, and not the remake or anything like that, but way back to the first one, and you saw R2-D2, you know, the little robot thing, and the little cylinder one. I don't know if that's the right name or not, but I think it was R2-D2.
Right.
And he played this message, and it kind of beamed out his eye, you know, and it was the princess, you know, was kneeling down saying, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it kind of got stuck, and it was on a repeat, you know. And it was as if I was being beamed like that out into the person's sitting room, and I just thought, wow. And then, as I say, I was having this conversation, and we thought, do you know what? Years ago, we were talking about 3D, and all of a sudden we got 3D, and we had to have these really expensive glasses to look at the 3D telly. Then along came the telly that you got 10 pairs of 3D glasses, you know, to go with it. And now you can watch 3D, and you don't need glasses at all. So the next part is taking you out from the television and beaming you into the living room. Wow, there's technology for you.
Yeah, wow. Where can I get that at? Beaming into your living room.
I love it.
At the sound of light.
Yeah.
Journey into the light. That's why we're named that way.
That's it. Yeah, and instead of into the light, it's we are the light.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there in the center of it. Oh, you know, it just shows you how the technology and the advancements that's going to be made really just in the next 6 months, you know. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is something else. So I look forward to that. That's exciting, you know. So there we go.
Very much. Yeah. That would be very exciting. So looking forward to that. So that's great. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and tonight I really just wanted to talk for basically probably going to be 5 minutes on a very powerful subject, yet, you know, it is something that we have to deal with on a daily basis. And, you know, how can I say this? That there are times where, you know, on a daily basis that the words that we speak, you know, we look upon them as being very powerful. And the words that you speak to another person can have an instant impact. It does not can't or can. It does have an instant impact on the power of what you say to another person. And something came up recently, and I won't dive too much into that, but it was through the power of truth. And what I found was that person I had known for a long, long time, and because of an action that person did, they, instead of coming to the forefront and saying, yes, I did do that, and even use the power of the word sorry, you know, to bring that to a conclusion, they chose not to, and they chose to tell untruths which then cascaded into an amazing amount of energy that had to be put into that particular situation, and to the amount of, I have to use the phrase, lies that was actually told or displayed. So the power of truth and the power of words have such an impact. And it didn't just have an impact on the people, just the local people that was involved. It actually had a rippling impact right across into different organizations, into different people's lives. And it caused so much upset. And what I found was that we hide behind words. And that's what I saw from that situation and viewing it. And I thought, look at how the people there are hiding behind words instead of just addressing the situation to hand, being direct about it and getting it into perspective. And here they were, it was like the kind of a cloak and dagger, and here they were hiding behind these words that they were using when all the time they obviously had to know that they were lying. And that to me, and then I started to ask a few people, because that to me was, you know, we understand that it goes on in the world, but when it's so direct, you know, and I started to ask a few people some questions about what would you do in that situation? You know, would you just full on address it, or would you let it go? Or, you know, do you, you know, not retaliate, but come back with more words? And it's that process. And people said, oh, just let it go, let it go. And on letting it go, it then actually escalated that the person then, with the power of these words, took it into another level. And through that not being addressed, it was a case of it escalated to another level, because that person thought that they had the upper hand. And yet all the time they were actually being given like the silent forgiveness. So there was no words spoken, but the forgiveness was there. But they took it as a weakness. So what I want to do, it sounds a bit fragmented at the moment, but what I want to say to people is that when they actually have a conversation, they should really look at the words that's been used and, in a sense, only give the truth within the words. So it's not, I think it's this. Like, say what you know. And then use the power of the words, like, I don't know how to put that into words. Or I can't continue the conversation because I don't have any further knowledge, or, you know, but instead of using words that basically is untrue. And the thing for me is I started to look at what was going on in that situation, and what it really came down to was truth, yes, but it was also about ownership, responsibility. And when you look at that, it is the power of responsibility for your words, your actions, and of course that brings into the deeds that continue with that, but also into the power of, as you take responsibility for what you do, what you say, and the outcome, then if you tell the truth, the outcome will always be at the best. And if you don't, then all that happens is that you get entangled into the lies, which then moves into deceit, which then moves into, obviously, it's complete untruth. And that only ends in, I'll use the word, a quite powerful word, but disaster. And disaster on many different levels. And I also have to look at how that ripples out and touches into other people's life. So the power of your words if it carries the vibration of truth, then, and you use the power of those words without being aggressive to anyone else, then truth will always prevail within there. And it will be heartfelt because it comes from your heart. But if you're using the power of words to create an untruth scenario, then eventually that vibration, and when we think about it, we are vibration. And if you are intentionally using the power of words as an untruth, or trying to, you know, discredit or tarnish or do whatever for to somebody else, then that power of that ripple of that action and those words, as they are the power of untruth, will actually come back in a vibration that will only damage the self. So it might sound a little disjointed tonight. I don't really want to give the scenario away that happened, but again, I think people will recognise it's the power of the word and the power of speaking the truth. And that really opened up another layer, and it also opened up a very powerful moment for me, I think, because I looked upon it as that sometimes when people can say something which is totally untrue, and you know it to be untrue, and other people understand it to be untrue, but in not retaliating and not defending, what happens is you do open up to allowing the other person to think and carry on with the power of the untruth, because you've been looked upon as that you're not defending your space. So sometimes we have to, let's just say, defend our space, but still speak the truth. We don't have to use the power of lies the way some people would. I don't know if that makes sense tonight, Michael, but it was definitely a very strong, strong moment, you know, that happened. And I thought, wow, here we have this amazing power. And the word, you know, our words that we use are very, very powerful. Yeah, in that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
yeah. That's,
it's powerful, you know.
Yeah, it is.
On you go.
I was just going to say it is very
you're on
powerful.
Radio. Oh. Yeah, and I mean, you're on radio all the time. And you understand the power of words, mm-hmm. how they can help a person, or they can alienate a person, you know, because not everybody is going to enjoy everything that you say. And so it can get the person all wound up as well. But I also think as well, as spiritual mediums, you know, we actually try and live in the power of truth on a constant basis. And we try and live in a space of harmony. And to be, I'm being perfectly honest, I don't think we can always live in the power of harmony when we have so much negative that can be out there in the world, and not always aimed towards the individual, you know, but just aimed towards the world. How do we stay in the power of harmony when such negativity can be going on in the world? You know, there's different ways of looking at truth, you know. And again, you know, the power of media can be so misleading. You know, we have the power of truth within the media, truth within the tabloid. You know, how many times have we picked up a newspaper and read something and then find out 6 months later that they've been sued and the court case was won because lies was actually said. So, you know, the power of our words and truth is around us all the time. You know, I remember reading something one time and it said, you know, we speak so many thousands of words a day. You know, a person can if they're constantly speaking. And in that is every single word the truth. you know, so we try and uphold that. But it's such it's a fragile world. Maybe fragile is the right word to use there. But we live in a fragile society, a fragile world. And people should be very aware of the words that they actually use. So that's my little bit for tonight. So as we move into the festive energy, it's like be diligent to the words that you actually use and only speak the truth.
Very good. I totally agree. And thank you. I think we got our delay back again. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Not again. You're going to have to fix this. You're going to have to
see it. I have nothing on my end. There's nothing on my end to fix. It's the only show that has a delay. So I think it's something with the lines across
the
pond.
Come on. Well, I've got full bars. I've got full bars.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't have a delay. Okay. We're going to get the universe to sort that out then. Right, universe. Get in and sort it. Okay.
So let me say let me say to everybody listening that as we go into callers now, this is like really important that when you come on as a caller, when you ask your question, then wait for Joan Francis to answer. So there's going to be like a 15-second delay. So this way everybody doesn't, maybe we'll have to go like the old CB radio thing where you say like your question and then say over, like
over and out.
Yeah.
Wow, come on. I think you should go back to giving me my old link. My old link never ever done this.
I don't know what an old link
is.
I don't know what an old link is.
I done a call in. Yeah, I done a call in to
call in on Skype
instead of getting this.
It might be best for some reason.
Yeah.
There's a delay
on
that country. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If a person calls in on,
okay.
We'll figure out next time. Yes, we'll do our best. Okay. So let's just go to the callers and see what happens. This should be fun. Area code 954, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, can you hear
me? Yes. What's your first name?
Yes, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, Lisa, go ahead with your question.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lisa, I'm doing good. Yeah, my daughter lives in Florida. So what part of Florida are you from?
I'm in Weston, Florida, Broward County.
Oh, no. No, she lives, you're probably better at telling me. She lives at Mount Dora.
Oh, I don't think that's anywhere close
Orange,
to me.
Orange County.
Oh, Orange County. Okay.
No,
okay,
probably
yeah.
not. Wishful Orange County, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's down there. Anyway, what question have you got for me tonight?
Okay. Do you see any job opportunities coming my way?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, the first thing that I get, Lisa, with you is that as soon as you said that, I immediately went and I felt as if I was going into like a chain of supermarkets. But I wanted to go to the office side of things. you know, like as in the administration side of things. So is that the type of work that you do as in administration?
Somewhat. I'm in the medical field, really.
I feel as if I felt immediately that I was looking at as if I was in a sales part, as in like supermarket, like big store, you know, all this kind of stuff. But I wanted to go to administration. So the thing for me is that I'm holding on to the administration side of things, okay? Where
okay.
the department side of things comes in, as in department store or supermarket, wherever that comes in, I'm going to just let you hold that and see what opportunities arise. Because for me, it could be a symbolic aspect of sales. You know, so in other words, you might go into administration, but it could be in the sales of something. You know, so that would still, for me, it may just fit into that space for you. But I do feel it's administration side of things that you would actually be working in. I am seeing an opportunity. Oh, gosh. Oh, you hesitate. Oh, right. Okay. So you have not to hesitate on this. Okay. I've just times where you want to mull things over and think about it. And then you hit. So in other words, I see that as a hesitation. So don't take too long in thinking about it, because you may just miss the boat, okay? But come February, I feel as if I'm going to the 27th of February, and then I feel as if the opportunity is right there. Now, this will be a moment where you need to make a decision right there, right then, okay? So if that's the case, start mulling it over now, so that by the time you get to that point, that you're ready to say yes, okay? It's not going to be what you think you're looking for, but the opportunity will present itself. And bearing in mind what I said right at the very beginning, okay? But I feel as if it's something that tends to skyrocket your income as well as position. And I feel at that moment, you're going to be offered a managerial position.
Oh, okay.
So remember the 27th of February.
Okay. Okay, because I did get asked for a position for the attorney, my resume,
okay.
Today, actually. But I wasn't too sure about it. So I don't think I'm going to, you know, forward my resume in.
I see you having this wonderful, really wonderful opportunity on the 27th of February. And
okay.
if you have seen a job today, okay, and the position is not going to be filled until February, then I'd pop your resume in. But if it's going to be filled immediately, then I don't feel it's for you. Okay. So therefore,
okay.
I would let it pass. Sometimes we just have to take a breath and allow things to pass in a moment of where it doesn't feel 100% correct, okay? But I do feel, and it's as though it's right on your doorstep, you know? It's like
okay.
one of those things you go, I can't believe the travel time is easy. You know, the pay is fantastic. The medical terms is great for it. And, you know, you're going to get all the fringe benefits, you know, that go along with it. And it's as if it's one that's been made in heaven and just presented
oh.
to you. So I thought,
oh, lovely.
So that's the 27th of February. Okay. So if,
okay.
And if something comes up, And you know that it's going to take that, in a sense, that few weeks, you know, as time moves on, and it's going to be, the position is going to be filled by February, then apply. Okay, if it feels good for you, apply. Anything that's going to be filled in the month of February, just apply for. And it's fantastic. And I feel that you fit in well. But think about it now so that there will be no hesitation, okay? Absolutely no hesitation whatsoever, okay?
Oh,
and thanks for calling in.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you now. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Over and out. All right. Let's go to our next question. let's go to Lisa in Arizona. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Whoa, another Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
You're the second Lisa in a row.
I know. I'm
blessing. I'm
blessing
trying to juice me tonight, I think. So what can I do for you, Lisa? Lisa number two.
Okay, Lisa number two. Great.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was just given some news about 3 hours ago. And it came out of nowhere. And so now I have to, it's regarding, I'm an independent contractor. And it was a company that I was working for, being an independent contractor. And so now I have to start afresh. I have to start anew. The news I was given was that a relative of the owner, a relative, a family member, has decided to stay in the company. And so that doesn't leave any room for anyone else to be there. And so that's okay. Really, that really is okay. And but now I have to go in a whole nother direction. Mm-hmm. Well, not a whole nother direction, but I'm just wondering what kind of energy you see around that, because I've already started making phone calls and, you know, looking at what my options are. And I know there are a lot of options, and I'm positive about it. I'm just, a friend of mine a long time ago said, it's no fun being dumped. It's okay when we dump someone, but it doesn't feel fun when we're being dumped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's part and parcel of life, isn't it? You know, it's part and parcel of the ups and downs of life. But here's my question. You know, I don't normally ask questions, but anyway, I'm going to say this. It's not a question, it's a statement, really. But I feel that you've got 3 months. So you've either got 3 months left in your contract, or there's a number three in there somewhere, you know, whether it be 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. It's obviously not going to 3 years. So I feel that if your contract you actually have with them is not like an instant thing, you know, that you'll have time. So what's this three that I get with you?
Well, that could be, you know, I do a lot of different things. So that's what I was talking about is with one company. And then yesterday I was at a committee meeting, and that's entirely different business, entirely different organization. And they were talking about how they received more funding and that they might be hiring on more people. And so I know I had mentioned to some people there that I was interested in taking up contractual work, and it was in the back of my mind to contact somebody and let them know again, you know, that I'm still interested.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I feel the position of where you're speaking of firstly, okay, I feel that it's not an instant thing, or it shouldn't be an instant thing. So you may be offered a kind of a few months of various contracting to round things off in that way, or you should negotiate for that, you know, so that you have something there. But the thing that I'm also getting for you, Lisa, is that there's a life lesson that comes around with this. And I don't know if you understand the power of the tarot at all, but I get the Hierophant card for you. And energy that I feel with that is that you have enough life knowledge and experience to carry you forward into being the head again. So in other words, to be the controller, to be the head of, you know, whether it's yourself or the situation. And I feel that very strongly with you. But here is my deal. I get April, okay, and the month of April that I get, I actually feel at that point you're going to be changing direction again. So you're literally only going to be filling the next 4 months, okay? And then I feel at that point, and come April, I actually feel, because I'm seeing the sign, a symbolic sign of movement, as in moving home. And I feel as if at that point, you may have that opportunity. In fact, I'm going to say you have that opportunity presented to you. It will be entirely up to you if you accept it or not. But I do feel that you're going to get that opportunity to move home, lock, stock, barrel, okay? Which will give you, again, I'm going to say, a governing position. And I feel as if I want to be taking control of, I'm going to say, an organization. So it's as if you're going to be being given this opportunity. But that's not going to be until April, okay? And so from now to then, you're basically, it's like a stopgap fill that you're looking for, okay? And I pick up the power of the Hierophant for you. I feel it. You know, sometimes I see cards symbolically in my head, you know, and that's what I'm seeing here. You know, I understand the power of the tarot greatly, but I'm seeing it in my mind's eye. And the power of the Hierophant is all about the self-proclaimed. They're neither by dogma, you know, they don't rule by dogma or creed. They are self-proclaimed and they have lived. It's like, I sometimes call it life's university. Do you see what I'm saying? And you have to use all the power that you have now of your life's university. So everything that you have learned, everything that you've experienced, you're going to put it all in together. It's all going in the mixing bowl, okay? And you're a survivor, and you are a leader. And sometimes you've kind of allowed other people to lead you. Do you see what I'm saying? Now you've got to pick up that stick now, okay?
Yeah.
And now you've got to be the leader, okay?
Yes.
You've been kind of a one step behind. You're like always letting somebody else do the lead. Do you see what I'm saying? Now it's your turn to take up the stick and move to the front, and you do the leading. Okay.
Right.
And over the next 3 months, as you do that, and I do believe that you'll work with several different people. Okay. So it's several different people. It's not just one person you're going to be working with. Several different people. But by doing that, you're then going to be seen as a leader.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you will be approached. You've heard the old saying, headhunted. Well, you're not being headhunted to take your head off. You're being headhunted to put your head up on, you know, the board there so that you can take the position. Okay. And I strongly feel that for the month of April for you. It's not that far away, you know.
Not that far away.
We're only a few months away from here now. So I definitely there. And your position of where you are right now, just look to negotiate there, because I don't believe you're finished there. Do you understand?
Okay.
I don't believe you're finished in that position yet. So look to negotiate, even if it is for that 3 months or so. Look to negotiate. Yeah. Because I definitely had the power of three there. And you've got a very, very strong energy with you. Very strong energy. In fact, I really actually like the feeling of your energy. But you need to take that front position. You know, don't be hiding behind the person in front of you. Okay? So you've got to put yourself out there on the front. that means that you're going to feel a wee bit vulnerable. But that that little bit of vulnerability is going to be fantastic. What a fantastic feeling you're going to have. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just push yourself right out there.
Absolutely.
Love it. April, that's your goal month. That's it. Definitely.
Okay.
And I want you to come back on and tell me how you got on.
Thank you.
Okay. But anyway, take care. God bless. Okay.
God bless.
Bye for now. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Yeah, overnight.
over the pond.
Bye.
Over in Holly.
Over and
out. Sunny Florida. Sunny Florida.
All right. Well, Joan Francis,
no,
do you want to let
Michael,
folks?
The other
Go
day,
ahead.
My daughter, Angela, who lives in... Oh, sorry. We're talking over one another again. I forgot to say over now. Okay. You can contact me on landline, which would be +44 1698 331 008. On my cell phone, which is +44 783 225 1798. You could contact me through Facebook. I have my private page, which is open to you, as well as my business page. My private page is JF Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E, and my business page is Joan Francis Boyle. So you can get me on any one of those two. If you are on Messenger on Facebook, you can contact me through Messenger. Or you can get me through Skype. My Skype address is Joan Francis Boyle. If you do contact me through Skype, please put into the message that you send to me the reason that you want to friend me on Skype, because I don't open my Skype to everyone. You have to have a valid reason for contacting me there, because I use it for a lot to do with business. And you can contact me here at Journey Into Thought Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday with Michael. There you go. That's a new one, Michael. Over now.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Joe Francis is here every Wednesday here at this time, and we will have one more show of this year next Wednesday, and then we'll be off a week, and then we'll be back here in the new year of 2017. Over.
Ooh, yeah, 2017. Gosh, it's going to be here before we know it, isn't it? You know, so I would say savor every single day. I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. Got the house dressed from one end to the other. Tinsel, baubles, everything, Santa, you name it. We've got it. We've got four Christmas trees up. Oh, I love it. Love it. So, good stuff. Okay, so are we anybody else online that we
yes.
can help?
Yes,
so,
let's go to California and bring in Mar. Welcome, Mar.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. And thanks, Joan Francis, for taking my call. I appreciate it. It's wonderful to speak with both of you today.
Oh, you've got such a gorgeous voice. Wow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Is it Mar? Am I saying
it? Yeah. It's kind of my nickname. I have a question about a writing project that I have in right now. I put a pitch in November, and based on that pitch going in, when will they contact me to request the package?
Okay, let me go into that space. Okay. What I get here, Marge, is Now, I believe that I'm going forward with this, okay? So let me know if I'm in your past, but I believe
okay.
I'm going forward. And what I get is two failed attempts, okay? And but by June, then I believe I'm seeing the lotus open up, okay? So I'm seeing it symbolically. The lotus opening up as though that's the moment of blossom. But I have
okay.
this as if I've presented and it fails, and I present it fails, or there's some form of going back and forth. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, maybe they ask
yeah.
for something else, maybe you give them it, they ask for something else, you give them it. But I feel then by June, I've got this amazing lotus flower that has completely opened up, and it's absolutely beautiful, the most gorgeous. It's like a coral pink. It's absolutely beautiful, the colours that I'm seeing here, which is amazing. I love that colour as well. But here's what I'm going to make a statement to you, Marge, is that what I get here is that you're going to change a slight direction. It's not that you're changing your direction completely, but you're going to look at... Can I actually say to you that this writing project that you've put forward, okay, or this pitch, whatever it is, am I right in getting this, that it's something to do with teaching?
No, it has something to do with music.
But I feel I'm going to say to you, I have this amazing teacher symbol, okay? And if you haven't thought of teaching what it is that you do or what you're writing about, or maybe it's this one particular project, do you see what I'm saying? But there is
right.
a teaching element that I'm getting with this. And I don't believe it's like you're being taught a lesson. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't
yeah.
believe that's what I'm getting. I believe that I'm being shown how you can expand, right? It's how you can expand your,
okay.
say, I'm going to use the word resume, okay? And teaching has come into it.
Okay.
So whatever this pitch that you've put forward, okay?
Okay.
What I want you to think about is how could you use that, whatever you've pitched there, okay? How can you use that as a teaching tool?
Okay.
So I want you to have
I understand what you're saying.
That, okay.
Okay.
And
well,
see
thank you very much.
How that would okay? Because I feel as if there's more to this for you, Marge. Okay? There's more to it than what meets the eye at the moment. It's either that or I'm seeing something of what you can develop and you can expand your resume and bring the power of teaching to what it is that you're actually pitching there at the moment.
Okay, well, thank
okay.
you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. And listen, thank you for calling in. And sorry for the delay on the line, but Michael's
okay.
going to work wonders and have it all fixed for next week.
Okay. Thank you both very much, and have a wonderful day.
All right, Laura, thank you. Have
thank
a great
you.
Week.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Thank
all
you,
right.
you
bye-bye.
Too.
Yeah, and listen,
bye-bye.
Have a wonderful Christmas as well. Thanks,
Dave. Okay. Yes, I'm going to be working over the pond on the lines tonight. Just see me with my coat on, hat all wet. I'll be working on the lines.
Yeah.
I'll be in Scotland this weekend doing that. So.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that would be great fun. That would be great fun. You know, that's funny you saying that, because I've got friends in Maine in America, and they were saying, wouldn't it be great for us all to be in Scotland together for Christmas? And I was like, wow, are they all going to turn up at my door on Christmas?
Yes.
I was just thinking, that would be great. And then I thought, maybe I should get an extra turkey in.
A couple of them.
Have them all turn up for a surprise dinner on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool stuff. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know,
so,
with this.
So we're going to have to get this line fixed, because we've got all this delay going on.
Yes. Well, let's work on something, a plan for next week. So I'll be in contact.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
All good, Joan Francis.
Yeah.
You have a great
Definitely.
Evening and
well,
a great week.
Thank you for having us. Yep. And yep. Take care and have fun on the lead up to Christmas, everybody. And if you're here, I'll speak to you next week. And next week, we're going to just try and just do all readings next week so that we can get in as many as possible. So if they have, I'll get straight on to the readings right away so that we can get in as many as we can, seeing it's the lead up to Christmas. That's a little Christmas special there. Okay, and take care, Michael, and I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, take care of yourself, and we'll see you next week. Much love. Over and out.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Joan Francis. That was a lot of fun, even with the difficulty, the technology. And to the listeners, I'll be live here with 2 hours tonight. We'll be taking calls for 2 hours. We'll be starting tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll have a psychic roundtable with Barbara Shavinsky from Salem, Mass. Both are psychic mediums. And Carol Adams. They'll both be taking your calls. And then Lisa Zayas tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So you have 2 hours. We'll get you in if you call in. So hopefully you'll come on back tonight. Have a great afternoon. Much love to you. Thank you so much for listening to Journey into the Light for all these years. Much love. Talk to you tonight.